The announcement by the Israeli military that it would pause daily fighting along an important humanitarian corridor in southern Gaza came, it seemed, out of the blue and without notice to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. But is it likely the Prime Minister was unaware of the plan, or does the mixed messaging signal the competing pressures on the Prime Minister internationally and domestically, where his own far-right coalition partners oppose any concessions in Gaza? The daily pause in operations is in the area of the Kerem Shalom crossing. But the military also clarified that normal operations would continue in Rafah. By that read, Israel's continued assault on Rafah in pursuit of Netanyahu's promise of total victory against Hamas. This pause announcement also comes following the killing of 8 Israeli soldiers in a blast in southern Gaza on Saturday. Rebecca Richards is Jerusalem correspondent with Germany's international news broadcaster DW. And Rebecca, is this a row between the military and government over the announcement of these daily pauses? Or is this Mr. Netanyahu mixing the messaging for his own purposes?
That is a really, really difficult question to give a definitive answer to. I mean, listening to your lead in there, I think that's a potentially really accurate description of what's going on. What we're seeing is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu walking a knife's edge between the pressure he's facing internationally and the pressure he's facing from his far-right coalition, which he is now more dependent on since the more centrist, you might say, or some say centrist politician Benny Gantz, who stood down. Oh, I've lost the track. I think it was last week. I think it was last Monday. So much going on. So do you definitely get the sense that what we're hearing publicly is that Benjamin Netanyahu wasn't aware of this decision? That certainly the rumours we were hearing from his office, and that he was furious about this decision after the ministers, the leaders of the far-right parties in his coalition, Itamar Ben-Gvir and Bezalel Smotrich, came out against this decision by the IDF. So whether or not he was somehow involved or at least notified of this decision because of the pressure from the international community is too difficult for me to say for certain, but it certainly wouldn't surprise me.
In any event, what does the pause mean for Palestinians and for the delivery of aid into Gaza?
Well, any pause in fighting or, you know, free passage, I don't know if you can call it that, but any easier passage for aid going to people is obviously welcomed by the NGOs on the ground, by the World Food Programme and by the UN, by, you know, everybody there who's been calling for this for so many months, or calling for more aid to be going in. We know that since the Rafah incursion began in the beginning of May, the aid trucks that were already insufficient on a daily basis, that were hanging around somewhere between 160 and 170 daily going in, dropped dramatically by about 100 trucks a day, so 60 to 70 going in daily. Now, the international community, the humanitarian community, I should say, has been calling for some 600 trucks a day, saying that that is what's needed to avoid a famine, a humanitarian catastrophe. So we haven't seen that, not once, since the beginning of this war. So, you know, everything is welcomed, but the humanitarian organisations have been saying this, you know, this won't be the solution. This isn't going to fix the humanitarian situation, but of course it's going to help. They're dealing with other logistical issues, including criminality and all sorts of things on the ground that make it difficult to get aid to people, but this certainly, you know, will help.
Wrapped around this pause, though, is the military's further announcement then that, you know, as I described it, what they're calling normal operations would continue in Rafah. They're announcing a pause between these particular hours, but then saying either side of that is that the bombardment goes on.
Exactly. Now, I can't speak to the logistical issues on the ground. Obviously, I'm not there and I don't have any first-hand experience with how they're delivering this aid. But so, of course, it's going to help allow these trucks that have been backing up at the Kerem Shalom crossing, not being able to get through. It is going to potentially allow for more trucks to get through. But whether or not, once they're in the warehouses, once they're through into Gaza, they're going to be able to get to the people who need it. Of course, that's what humanitarian organisations are saying is still going to be a struggle. You know, I don't know how long either these will continue, these humanitarian pauses, given in light of the fighting, basically, that's going on between the governmental sections of the government and the military. The latest I got from the Israeli military when I asked was that they were standing by this statement, and this was still the latest information that they had, meaning that it was ongoing. But you know, whether this, you know, we get to Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and these pauses are still happening. You know, I just can't say at this stage. Mm.
What can you tell us as well about these 8 Israeli soldiers killed in a blast in southern Gaza on Saturday?
Well, it's certainly a blow to Israel and to the Israeli morale. You know, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has come under some criticism for not being more public and not coming out. That, you know, the week before, when some hostage rescue, mm-hmm. where 3 hostages were brought out, he was parading, you know, in front, even though it was the Sabbath, he was parading around, trying certainly, you know, to promote that, one might say. And he hasn't been doing the same with the fallen soldiers. He's coming under criticism for that. Certainly, that was one of the things that Bezalel Smotrich, the finance minister, came out yesterday saying, you know, how could this decision for this pause come on the same day that we're hearing about all these fallen soldiers? You know, it's certainly a blow to the military, and something that they definitely... they're taking into consideration with a further, it is not going to stop them. I think at the end of the day, that's what we see, is that even these fallen soldiers will not stop the operation going forward.
Rebecca, thank you for your time this morning. That's Rebecca Richards, their Jerusalem correspondent, with DW at 7:25.